Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Anna Murray joins us on a regular basis and try to restore some order with only some degree of success. She tries hard, though. Anna, thanks again for being here. eMediaWeb.com. Did I say that right?
That's correct.
And then find your books there and your novel. Is it out?
My novel is out. It's called Greedy Heart. You can
Greedy
find
Hearts.
It wherever you find your books. It's under A.P. Murray, Greedy
AP,
Heart.
All right, so check that out, folks. And next time she joins us, we're going to talk about it because we have a little something in common along those ways. Anna, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the a little more on technology before you go. Security, privacy, these are all issues that working from home, working remotely, we've especially if you serve bigger companies and you have customers who are larger companies and you're an integrated partner with them, you could control your network when your people were on your network. But when they go to the burbs, when they go out and they don't come back and do their work, you have less control over that. And the cyber bad guys know this. And this is a new business model for them, isn't it?
Absolutely is. I used to say that cybersecurity is like seatbelts and smoking in 1979. Like we haven't sort of woken up to it yet, but I think we really are waking up to it right now. We have people who are working remotely and IT departments who are scrambling to support them and to keep data secure. And there will be targets. There probably already are because, of course, these things aren't, if, you know, companies are hacked. They're not exposing this. They're not talking about it in the news. But there will be hackers who are going to target the weak links in the chain because that's all it takes to get into your email, to get into your credit card. So it's everybody's responsibility to really focus on good practices and their IT departments. There's other things as well that are very concerning. A pandemic, when people are freaking out, frankly, is an opportunity for people to make money. So that means everything from scams on individuals, pretending to be the Small Business Administration, here's a link, click the link, get your money, whatever that is, to people breaking into pharmaceutical companies for recipes for vaccines.
You're talking about nation states breaking in for that.
Nation states.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rival companies supported by nation states. You know, you ask yourself, how is it that Russia thinks it has a vaccine right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's
they got it somewhere.
Very likely.
They didn't come up with it on their own.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And see, all they have to do, folks, all they have to do is find out that there is a small business integrated partner of that company out in Sheboygan somewhere, and then they can take the time to find that, to hunt that down, all they need is two employees, so no, two employees in their email, which their email is in the dark web somewhere, find those two employees and send one of them an email from the other one, make it look like it's from the other one, and then they think they just got an email from their fellow worker, and they click on it, and now they're in.
They're in because that individual's computer is connected to the network, and they've exploited a personal machine that doesn't have the same kind of vigilance that a machine in the office would, and there you go.
That's the camel's nose under the tent, and they're in, and now... And the next thing you know, they either steal it or they hold them hostage.
That's right.
So we got to be vigilant, and this is the challenge. Quickly, what do they do? What do we got to do about it?
Well, IT departments and individuals have to brush themselves up on their cybersecurity protocols, which means if it's suspicious, don't click. Don't multitask and be clicking around in your email and think, maybe I shouldn't have clicked on that. Clicking on an email is a thing that you should think about twice, three times.
Carpenters say measure twice, cut once. Check four times, click once in these cases, right? Hey, Anna, I need to wrap it up. eMediaWeb.com is where you find the book. And the new novel is what?
Greedy Hearts.
Greedy Hearts is out right now, right?
Yep, out right now.
All right, folks. So you're going to want to check that out. Anna, good job today. Come back soon and say hi to Chris.
Will do. Good to talk to you.
We'll see you next time. Anna Murray, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.